Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. Very glad to have your company on this sunny Monday morning. Today, a fabulous trawl through new releases by a pianist and composer who's been described as a sort of Robert Glasper of the Brazilian jazz world, Philippe Baden-Powell, plus British piano trio Phronesis, and a delve into the archives and the wonderful sounds of Mississippi-born tenor player Lester Young. We'll also be looking throughout the programme at a new release by Canadian tenor sax player Seamus Blake. His album is a debut album and it's called Bridges with Seamus Blake. It's on AMP Music and Records. And let's start with this tune called Frozen. The intriguing sounds there of a tune called Frozen from Seamus Blake's new album Bridges with Seamus Blake, and you heard Espenberg piano, Anders Torren drums, Ollie Mortimer bass, and Hayden Powell trumpet with Seamus Blake on tenor saxophone. And we'll be listening to more from that album throughout the programme today. You are listening to In The Moment, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And now to another new album, just released. It's called Notes Over Poetry, and it's on Far Out Records. It's from Philippe Baden-Powell, who's the piano-playing son of famous Brazilian guitarist Baden-Powell. The album's been described as balancing the classical with the spiritual, the cinematic with the introspective, and sensitivity with a distinctly Brazilian groove. It draws upon the inspiration of many musical and artistic greats that Baden-Powell has been surrounded by throughout his life, and this tune is called Recado pra Voce.
Quando a chuva parece que vai estiar e o sol escondido quer sair, mando as nuvens xeretas irem passear. Você curte mesmo é discutir. Quem não quer se dar fica sem ninguém. Da tristeza vai se tornar refém. Se você não quer, então você contando as estrelas sem poder sonhar. E é no baile da vida que eu vou estar. Se algum dia a saudade for te procurar, quando as gotas de orvalho se brilhar e as rosas começam a se abrir, fica o tempo parado no mesmo lugar e você esquecendo de sorrir. Quem não sabe amar onde não há nada mais do que ninguém. Se você não pode, então tudo bem. Só não vá chorar se pintar alguém. É no balanço do samba que eu vou deixar você contando as estrelas sem poder sonhar. E é no baile da vida que eu vou estar. Se algum dia a saudade for te procurar. Thank you.
That's a wonderful tune there by Philippe Baden-Powell on piano called Ricardo Pravoce from his new album Notes Over the Poetry on Far Out Records. And you heard Rubinho Antunes trumpet, Rafael Piazzero bass, Andre Ceccarelli drums and Amir Mala tenor saxophone. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. Still to come this hour, more from Seamus Blake's album Bridges with Seamus Blake, some wonderful historic tunes from Lester Young, an offering from British piano trio Phronesis' new album The Behemoth, and much, much more. Now for a tune from one of my favourite contemporary guitarists. It's Norwegian Ivan Aarseth, and we're going to listen to a tune from his 2007 album Sonic Codex. His guitar playing and composition has been described as sometimes like a narrator helping the listener through densely layered textures, sometimes like a carefully camouflaged animal, barely perceptible against a driving backbeat. He creates his own sonic world, electronic and acoustic, and continues to explore and chronicle it. This tune is called The Return of Black Noise and Murky Lambada. We'll be right back. I like that a lot, and that's what Ivan Arset's apparently turning the tape off at the end. And his tune, The Return of Black Noise and Murky Lombarda from the 2007 album Sonic Codex. And you heard the Electronic Noir Trio together with Added Oomph from the electric bass of Auden Erlein. Well, let's switch styles slightly now, all the way back to 1946, and we're with the tenor player known as Prez, Lester Young. He came to prominence as a member of Count Basie's orchestra, and he was known for his hip, introverted style. And this tune is a request from In the Moment listener John Naylor, and it's called Sometimes I'm Happy. Thank you. They don't really make them like that anymore, do they? That was the inimitable Lester Young and the tune Sometimes I'm Happy from his 1946 album on Mercury Records, just called Lester Young Trio. And you heard him there with the wonderful Nat King Cole on piano and Buddy Rich on drums. Now, all the way forward to 2017 and a new release by British piano trio Phrenesis. The name Phrenesis is derived from the Greek word for wisdom and intelligence, particularly in respect to practical things, sometimes called practical wisdom or mindfulness, and it was a common topic of discussion in ancient Greek philosophy. The piano trio of the same name is based in London and comprises Jasper Hoiby, bass, Anton Agar, drums, and Ivo Niemi, piano. And in spring last year, they released their sixth album, which was called Parallax. Follows their previous albums Organic Warfare 2007, Green Delay 2009, Alive 2010, Walking Dark 2012, Live to Everything 2014. Well, in March this year, they released an album which was to celebrate their 10th birthday as a trio. It features the sax player, composer and arranger Julian Argyles and the Frankfurt Radio Big Band. The album's called The Behemoth, and it features arrangements made by Julian Argyles of tunes from their 2016 album Parallax. This one is called Ziding. Thank you. That was the wonderful sounds of the British piano trio Phonesis, together with the Frankfurt Radio Big Band and Julian Arguelles. The tune was called Ziding, and it's from their new album, The Behemoth. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And today we're featuring tunes from a new album by Brazilian piano player Philippe Badham-Powell. The album's called Notes Over the Poetry. It's released on Far Out Records, and it reflects a saying of the great Brazilian poet and friend of the Badham-Powell family, Vinicius de Moraes, who used to say that life is the art of encounter. Philippe Badham-Powell has said that this is what the album is about, and it reflects his nomadic upbringing, moving between Rio, Paris, and the coincidentally named city of Baden-Baden in Germany. Let's have a listen to the title track from the album. We're to hear Rubinho Antunes, trumpet, Rafael Pezzero, bass, Andre Ceccarelli, drums, and Amir Mahler, tenor saxophone, together with vocalist Marion Moore, Notes Over the Poetry.
Notes over the poetry. Through one's mind, mentally, spiritually, a self-realization and liberation determines one's path. And since you crossed my path, you are now part of me. Shared errancies we hold sacredly as one go through life's many uncertainties. Since you crossed my path, my views flow fluently through one's mind and thought conception, creates an exoteric path that sways through all directions, unlimited intersections, intersections that we call society's environments, an adjacent continuum, though minimal, derived through sovereignties and clients' lists. My soul consists of following the many intricacies of finding oneself, knowing that the ideal self will eventually keep erupting inside, wanting to proceed. And since you crossed my path, your values conform of me through self-realization, liberation, and justification, increases internal motivation, moving effortlessly, obtaining self-efficacy. So my errant endeavors to self-fulfillment will make my path all worth the while as I gaze motionless with a smile. Since you crossed my path, you are now part of me. Since you crossed my path, my views flow fluently. And since you crossed my path, your values, they conform of me. Since you crossed my path, now my mind's complete. Since you crossed my path, my heart beats selflessly. In this realm of errancy, I've learned forbearances. Everything is clear to me, lucid transparencies. I'm as one with the leaves and trees. I breathe, I feel, I touch, I can heal. In this fear, my mind stays clear. I'm here, I'm finally here, free from intricate thoughts that may appear. Since you crossed my path, you are now part of me. My views flow fluently. Since you crossed my path, your values conform of me. My heart beats selflessly. Since you crossed my path, my mind moves effortlessly. As I increase self-efficacy. Since you crossed my path, my references increase socially. Since you crossed my path, now my soul's complete.
The voice there of Marion Moore and the title track from Philippe Badham-Powell's new album on Far Out Records, Notes Over the Poetry. Wonderful stuff, and we'll hear more from that album next hour here on In The Moment. We're also featuring an album by Canadian-born tenor player Seamus Blake. It's called Bridges with Seamus Blake, and it's released on AMP Music and Records. features a young Norwegian trio of Espen Berg piano, Anders Torum drums and Ole Morten Vargen bass, together with Hayden Powell trumpet and Seamus Blake playing the tenor. He studied at Berklee School of Music and moved to New York City after graduation, plays often with his own quintet of David Kokoski, Lars Eklund, Bill Stewart and Matt Closey, and he's a regular in New York with the Mingus Big Band. A Guardian review of Seamus Blake's music noted that he's a contemporary jazz artist firmly rooted in the mainstream, but that he likes conversations with people who aren't. This tune is called Jarlie. Lovely sounds there from Seamus Blake, tenor saxophone, Hayden Powell trumpet, Espen Berg piano, Anders Torum drums and Ole Morten Vargen bass from their new album Bridges with Seamus Blake, and that was called Jarlie. Well, that's almost it from In The Moment this hour. Do stay listening. More from Seamus Blake's album, as well as more from Philip Bardham Powell's Notes Over the Poetry, plus a tune from a new release by Escape Hatch featuring Julian Arguelles, who we heard from earlier this hour with British piano trio Phronesis. And, as if that wasn't enough, a recent offering from extraordinary veteran sax player Charles Lloyd, together with the silky-voiced Nora Jones. All that to look forward to, but now to finish this hour, something a little different. Peter Brontzman is an inimitable tenor sax player who, since he began releasing music in 1967, has straddled genres, focusing mainly on rock and jazz, and here he teams up with Portuguese heavy psych rock group Black Bombain. Black Bombain have previously collaborated with tenor player Steve Mackay on Funhouse and tenor player Rodrigo Amaro for Webzine Body Space's 10th anniversary compilation, and he enjoyed it so much that Rodrigo Amado cropped up again on Africa 2 from 2013's album Far Out. But for all their co-conspirators, Black Bombain have played with so far, it's safe to say none of them are quite like Brontzman. This tune is simply called Black Bombain and Peter Brontzman Part 4, and it sounds a little like this.
Thank you. You're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org, number one for Sheffield music.